Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes! Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul. Christ for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. Thank you. him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on this morning. Come on, let's worship him, amen. Come on, come on, come on. Just surrender all over to him right now. Come on, let's thank God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he is trusting God to do, even on this morning, amen. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. If you can hear my voice this morning, say amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God. We enter in this morning, oh Lord, with all faith, oh God. We come believing on today, oh God. And Lord, we ask you that you help us with our unbelief, oh God, that we may receive the miracle that you have questioned for our life, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Lord, we thank you that you called us by name and you called us to live, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That we do not sleep the sleep of death, oh God, but of restoration, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come to witness your goodness on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all the good things in our life, oh God. For we know that all good things coming from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask right now that you would just have your way, Lord God. Lord, we come surrendering all to you, God. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning, for your word says, oh God, for there are two or more gathered in your name, touching in the green, that you are in the midst of. Lord, we thank you for being in the midst on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you search our hearts this morning. If there be any wicked way in us, oh God, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this deliverance on today, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, deliver those in our family out of darkness, oh God, and to your marvelous light, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare your goodness, Father God. Our Lord in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we come to you according to your word written in John 15 and 7 and 8. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we know that your word is true. Lord, your word says that if we abide in you and your words abide in us, that we will ask you what we desire, and it shall be done for us. And by this, our Father, our Heavenly Father, is glorified, that we will bear much fruit. Amen. So we will be your disciples. Hallelujah. So now we come to you according to Matthew 18 in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in agreement, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to give us our desires according to John 15, 7 and 8. Amen. So Heavenly Father, we will be glorified. Hallelujah. And according to John 16 and 23, because of your word says that whatever we ask you in Jesus' name, you will give us. We come to you in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to give us these things now, oh God, as we pray on today, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you release your war against, any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come, oh God, praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness on today. We forgive those who have hurt us and abused us, lied to us, talked about us. Amen. Rejected us, oh God. Hallelujah, lied on us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that you will forgive them, oh God. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. We pray that all these things, amen. And Lord, we ask that you forgive us all our sins, known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, forgive us for all our transgression, our trespassing, iniquity, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with his stopping. We shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Oh, Lord, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us right now. Oh, Lord, please do not take your Holy Spirit away from us, but restore us with the joy of our salvation. Baptize us right now with our Holy Ghost and with our fire. Let us receive tons of fire to war against the enemy. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We confess our sin of our fathers, oh Lord. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. We decree and declare that we have a free passage from our prayer to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven right now, and we decree and declare that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we war from this plane and realm. We decree and declare that the anointing of God, hallelujah, breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assigns angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that you pour our blessings upon the life of your children, oh God, that we won't have room enough to receive. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the overflow, that others will be blessed by the overflow. We decree that our overflow of blessing of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blessing that make it rich and add no sorrow. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare we have favor with God and that with mankind. Amen. Lord, let this be the set time that you release your extraordinary favor upon our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand right now, God, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you. Amen. Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalizations of indifference, hard-heartedness, oh God. Father, we decree and declare the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our independence from all strongholds. Lord, cleanse our minds by the washing of your word. With the hallowed with your water, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in our sight, oh Lord. Our strength and our redeemer. Oh Lord, we pray, oh God, for supernatural strength on today. Oh Lord, strengthen us, oh God, when we're weak. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that peace come and be still. Oh, Lord, we ask that you purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you. Amen. That we will have peace all the days of our life. Amen. That our thoughts be pure, righteous, and holy to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, set a watch over our mouth and keep the door of our lips. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruit of the Spirit over the weakness of our temper and the proclivities of our flesh. Lord, hide us in your pavilion and your secret place of the Most High God. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We decree in the crowd that we have integrity and whom the sun sets free. Amen. We iterate on this morning as free indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, have your way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can decree and declare answer prayers on today, hallelujah, that breakthrough is here, amen, hallelujah, for you are the breaker that goes before us, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, as an act of our will, we do not want any darkness in our soul, amen, no fear, no worry, no offense, no anger, no pride, no bitterness, no doubt, no addictions, no envy, no strife, no lust, no unforgiveness, no jealousy, nothing of the enemy in us, amen. So as an act of our will, we choose to loose these things from our soul right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Heavenly Father, we want our soul to be whole and complete. As an act of our free will, we call back all parts of our soul that we gave away, any part of our soul that we gave to sin. Amen. We call it back right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any part that we gave away that is outside of God's will, we call it back right now. Any part of our soul that is under the influence of of darkness. We call it back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so that Heavenly Father, we want to be filled with your Holy Spirit and nothing else. Amen. We ask you to fill our soul with your light, your goodness, your love, your glory, your wisdom, your righteousness. We pray for grace, your great abundant and sufficient grace, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we tell you, we choose to bind our soul with Jesus Christ and be one with God. Amen. Father God in heaven, please fill us with your kingdom and your spirit in Jesus Christ's holy name. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, we pray for those in our family, oh God. Hallelujah. We lift up the Mackey family. We lift up the Simmons family. We lift up the Jenkins family. We lift up, hallelujah, the Black family. We lift up the White family. We lift up the, hallelujah, the Manning family. Hallelujah. The Washington family, oh God. We lift up the Ladain family, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up the Dillard family, the Williams family, the Jackson family, the Jones family, the Davis family, the Johnson family, oh God. Hallelujah. The McWhite family, the McMillan family, oh God. The Green family. Hallelujah. We lift up the Northern family. The Winkler family, oh God. We lift them up on today. We lift up the Shepherd family, oh God. Move mighty, oh God, in the life of our families, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, move right now, oh God. We lift up the Sheeta family, oh God. Mama, we lift up the Hashatamarokobo. We lift up every family, oh God, that is part of your kingdom, oh God. We lift them up on today. We lift up the body of Christ as a whole, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will fix that it's broken in us and mend the tear in our soul, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine position for our lives and those in our families. Lord, we pray for divine order, oh God, when things are out of order. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we pray for restoration on today for our families, oh God. Restore the health, oh God, to your children. Restore the peace, the joy, the happiness. Restore the hope, oh God. Restore kindness, oh God. Restore marriages and relationships. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let restoration come. Restore businesses. Amen. Hallelujah. Restore ministries, oh God. Restore our prayer life, oh God. Oh Lord, let restoration come. Bring your God of restoration. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, wherever the enemy has caused division or confusion, let peace come and be still. And let divine unity take place even right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over all the works of the devil. We blind the evil watcher, amen. Hallelujah, we deafen his ears, and hallelujah. We silence the mouth of the evil speak on today, amen. Hallelujah, we call them to be paralyzed in his works, amen, that it comes to nothing, amen. And we're telling you not be able to speak any evil against our life or those in our family. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversation, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. They will not be able to locate us in the natural, the supernatural. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy to destroy the life of your children, let them be cut down and pushed back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, hallelujah. Hallelujah, over the enemy's victory right now. We receive it. We speak life and not death. We speak the blessing of the Lord and not curse. And amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that turnaround has come on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare according to 1 Kings 3 and 14. Hallelujah. Bible says, if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands, as David, your father did, I will give you long life. So we decree and declare long life on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not die prematurely. Amen. Hallelujah. We shall live a long, full life, a blessed life, a God-favored life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I am no question. We thank you, Lord God. For the Bible says in Proverbs 14 and 27, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Hallelujah. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Proverbs 13 and 3 on today. Guard your words and you guard your life. But if you don't control your tongue, it will ruin everything. We shall guard and have control of our tongue, that our life will not be ruined. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We decree to Isaiah 65 and 22 that the Bible says no longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. Amen. We shall enjoy the work of our hands. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you and we love you. Lord, we ask for more of you and less of ourselves this morning. Give us you, Lord God. Everything else can wait. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're called in Christ and we have redemption in Christ. We reign in life by Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We are alive unto God through Christ Jesus. We are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. And we have eternal life through Christ Jesus. We are joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. We're sanctified in Christ. Our body is a member of Christ. We have victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We have triumph in Christ, and we are a new creature in Christ. We are the righteousness of God, and we have liberty in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree and declare with all faith on this morning that we have been quickened with Christ Jesus, and we're sitting in heavenly places with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you break off our lives any limitations or restrictions placed on our lives by any evil spirits right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and those in our family. We bind and cast out all python and constrictor spirits right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bless us indeed in the Lord our counsel, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from all evil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. By faith we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, enlarge ourselves so we can receive your wealth and prosperity right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. As we enter into this new day, oh, God, we thank you that you remembered us and you kept us. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you will have for us to do? And we shall be obedient to your will, oh, God. So right now we bind our will to the will of God and our mind to the mind of God. And we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, Heavenly Father, let thy will be done in us. And we thank you for it. We put on us right now the full armor of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We put it on right now. We put it on right now. Come on, put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. We put on the full armor of God right now. Come on, let's put on the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. We stand in the evil day, having our loins girded about with truth. And we have on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. Amen. Hallelujah. We take the shield of faith. Hallelujah. 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 We come against every fiery dart of the enemy right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that try to come into our lives. And we decree and declare and declare together on today the victory that the gates of hell cannot prevail against them. We decree and declare we do not have the spirit of fear, but our love and a sound mind, and we operate in it right now. We thank you, Lord God. We can decree and declare on today, according to Isaiah 53 and 5, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and sisters, our children, grandchildren, children to come, our aunts and uncles, and hallelujah, nieces and nephews and cousins of near and far, and those that we love, our church family, are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We bless your holy name. And we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ. And we receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, in blessing, bless us. And in multiply us as the stars of heaven and as the sand of the seashore. We love you, Lord. Father God, as we go out on today and those in our family that will be traveling, Lord, we pray traveling grace and mercies right now. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no kickings, no pullovers, no accidents. Lord, we ask that you send your warring angels before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight and smoothing out every rough patch along the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over our homes and all that's in our homes and all that entered and exited our homes. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, your word says that you shall condemn. For this is the servant of the Lord our God. And we thank you for it. We decree that all is well with us. Amen. We're blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for answered prayers. We decree and declare that we're the head and not the tail on top and not beneath. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're still with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. That we have on the robe of righteousness, hallelujah, and that we are children of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Morning, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for reconciling us back to God. Thank you for your plan, Lord God, to give us a hope in the future and expect it in. We thank you. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise on today. He's almighty God, alone, all by himself, almighty God. Hallelujah, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Come on, the creator of all, in all, for all sin, everywhere, God. Hallelujah. God, I want to say it. Lord, I'm out of God. Let us receive a new tongue on today. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I pray that we operate with your godly counsel and wisdom of God. Help us, Lord. We thank you for your ever-present and your help us on the way. We love you, Lord. We thank you that you love us, Lord. That you still cheat us. Hallelujah. Save us. Thank you for coming, Lord. Thank you for your shed blood. I got a
mercy.
We are dead. Bible said that the redeemed say so. We are redeemed. And the curse of the law is going to be thankful. We don't have to worry. Hallelujah. We are redeemed.
Amen.
Our sins are forgiven. We are washed. We are clean. We are new by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for increasing our faith, Father God, on this morning. Hallelujah. The prize is without you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Come on, give God some praise this morning, Torrin.
Is
it me and you on the
Hallelujah.
Line today? The Bible says there are two or more gathered in this day, touching in the green. They all be in the midst. Hallelujah. So here we are this Saturday morning, February 10th, 2024. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
We are still here. Amen. God is truly good. Better than good. God continues to keep us. Amen. But we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know what's going to come after this. Amen. But we trust God to keep us and protect us and guide us and lead us by his Holy Spirit. So good morning. Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Welcome. I'm doing good. I'm grateful and blessed to be up. And it's a new day that the Lord has made. And I'm choosing to rejoice and to be glad in it. So I'm good. I'm good this morning.
Amen. It's just me and you this morning. Normally, if nobody's on, it's about 5 minutes after. I normally go ahead and hang up and go into prayer. because I can't just be on the line praying and I'm saying just on here just run. So if I play one more song, and if nobody gets on after that one more song, then I'll go ahead and hang up and go in prayer of my own time. Mm-hmm. But I said somebody's gonna get on this line this morning. Somebody is coming.
Yeah.
You know, because people try to get their little sleep in and be like, I'm going to get up. And then up the body be like, oh, I'm tired.
I know. That alone. The alarms, I said the alarms are different on Saturday. I think I have a little more time to sleep. But then I look at the big clock and it's past 6. So it's about to pop up and get on the line.
I was telling my husband last night, he wanted to talk. He had stuff to say. And I was like, hey, I got to get up at 5. He's like, yeah, you got to go to work. I got to get up at 5, and I got to be in position. I have prayer.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
He was like, you always on the assignment. I was like, that's a good thing. So God called me on the assignment. I'm going to be able to do it. Because trust me, I'd be like, oh, I'm so sleepy. I think we went to bed about 2 o'clock. I was like, come on, man, I got to go sleep. And we got back in last night from the event for the Harris County Constable Precinct. What is it, Precinct 5? He's running for Precinct 7, which is the area code 7701.
He's
a fundraiser, if I say it. Huh?
The guy is Big Smokey, the constable.
No, he's not
Big Smokey.
There's several ones that are running. His name is Michael Coleman.
Okay.
And most of everybody in there was, you know, sheriff or constables or police, whatever they were.
Mm-hmm.
And those type of crowds are hard crowds, because even dealing with him, I was like, oh my goodness, it's going to be hard, because he was very arrogant person, and he was, he just was, you know, they just kind of be like no nonsense. They be just hard. They have the whole demeanor. So I said, well, that's going to be, you do what, perform in front of who? The hardest crowds to perform in front of is when you have a room full of pastors and a room full of law enforcement. And I had the opportunity to perform in front of a room full of only pastors and their wives. And the wives were either pastors or evangelists or prophets themselves. And then yesterday, room full of police, law enforcement.
Right. Yeah. Did it go well?
Yeah, I made it through. That was just what happened. Before I go into scripture, what happened was they did all this stuff before I came. They did all this stuff. And then right when I was supposed to go up between 9:10 to 9:40 was my slot. Well, they went over to like 9:30. Well, he came up and basically he had closed the event out. I said, oh, did this man just go up and close out the event? He did all his thank you speeches and this and this gave out things that they was going to give out to people and this and that. And then they said, then he took walk up stage and said, we're going to bring the comedian up. I was like, do you know how hard he made me have to work? Because you just closed out the event and then you see a comedian come, they go, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the intro, I was just like, okay, let's go for it.
Yeah.
I was like, you did a great job. I'm like, he said, that was a tough guy. He said, well, baby, you was good. I was like, oh my goodness, that was, they laugh, but they're very conservative and very like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people on flight, some people just falling out. They had to drink every time. They was just, he closed it out the event. So they was like thinking it was time to go. And they was ready pretty much to go, but they said they're watching. I made it through.
Right. Yeah.
Glory to God. It's good to be on the line this morning. I tell you that I am so grateful, so blessed to be alive and a man of the living and trusting God for turnaround. And I'm just grateful. So how was your, how was everything for you yesterday? Where's this little kitty? He is back, okay? He has a friend though. If I let him in, he's going to get on the desk. I'm not about to let him. Outside kitty at the door, Hollander. All righty. I'm going to let him in, but it's probably going to be a good idea. Because he's But he's at the door, hollering. And my husband is here. He came up. As soon as you open the door, he run in. Noisy. I can't want to come in and just be quiet. Just come in and so you gotta make some noise. Sister, where his food at? Can you give him food? Cause he's not gonna be quiet. Huh? His food outside. He must want more food cause he gonna bother me. Hey, comfort him. All right, Twin. Our scripture this morning is coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 28. There you go. He didn't get up on the desk. Let me get him out. Victoria, you're not going to give him food? From the front door to the back door. All right, Twan, sorry about that.
It's fine.
All right, the Bible says in Matthew 21, verse 28, and I'm going to read it through 28 through 40, who's up at 40? 28 through 40?
Okay.
Should we go 40? I think 40 is fine. Okay. The Bible says, but what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterwards, he regretted it and went. Then he came into the second, and he said, likewise. And he answered and said, I'll go, sir. But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said to him, the first. Jesus said to them, surely I say to you that tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but tax collectors and harlots believed him. And when you saw it, you did not afterward admit and believe him. Bible says in verse 33, hear another parable. There was a certain landowner who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. And he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country. Now when vintage time drew near, he sent his servant to the vine dressers, that they might receive its fruit. And the vine dressers took his servant, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did likewise to them. Then last of all, he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said amongst themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance. So they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers? They said to him, he would destroy those wicked men miserably and lease his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their seasons. Amen. I'm just going to verse 42. Mm-hmm. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. When we look at the scripture this morning, it talks about Jesus here in the parable. Jesus tells the parable of the two sons, and then Jesus tells the parable of the wicked vine dressers. Understand the scripture this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your word is true and forever established in heaven. As myself, I have adult children, right? Your children haven't made it to that age yet. I have adult children, and we have adult children in our families who have grown up like you have grown up, and your brother, my children have grown up. So I say your father was my brother. His children have grown up, so we have adult children, and they've grown up, and some in the church, but have said no to Jesus. You hear people all the time and say, you know, they grew up in the church, and their mother and father raised them in the church. But they said now that they don't believe, right? They went another way. They've been in the church where they say, yeah, we grew up and you know what, I just don't believe. You're like, what? You grew up in a church and you come to not believe? So they said no to Jesus, they didn't be alive. Now, we cannot give up on our children. Amen. We have to continue to love them and pray for them you know, they're, you know, very, how can I put this? Okay, but we just got to continue to pray and love them despite of what their belief is. Because I know, I've heard my sister say, she believes in God, but she don't believe in Jesus. Believe there's other ways to God and not just Jesus. I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you hear that from your family who just said, no, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in Jesus, and you being a believer yourself and you come to know Christ for yourself, you be like, oh, my God, because we fear the Lord. You know what I mean? It's like, well, then who going to save you? If God send the one to redeem us, to you know, reconcile us back to you, then who are you going to save you? Even the ones that you're talking about, that even the ones that you're talking about, like all these other different ways, even they believe in Jesus.
There may be
their first step in their journey to come to faith in Jesus later. While they still have life, there's an opportunity. And I always pray that they have that encounter, have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, like you have that encounter with the Holy Spirit for yourself. And know, especially when you begin to speak tongues and you know, ain't nobody told me this. I ain't going to ever. You know, these things, people, they up to so much trickery. They try to teach people how to speak in tongues. But when you receive it for yourself, when you're in that secret place and God is moving on you and in you, amen, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit fills you overflowing, and you know, and you've come to know God for yourself. Hallelujah. When we look at the scripture in verse 30, the son who said he would obey and then didn't, my Lord, my God, the son who said he would obey and then didn't, he represented many of the people of Israel in Jesus' day, particularly the religious leaders. They said they wanted to do God's will, but constantly disobeyed him. They were phony, just going through the motions. You know, it's dangerous to pretend to obey God when our hearts are far from him, because God knows our true intentions. Our actions must watch our words. We can never fool God. We can never fool God. And he may look like those people there. Oh, they do this and they love God and you see them and they preach and they doing that. But that is a dangerous thing to do. Amen. Because God knows and God sees all things. And believe it or not, there will become a time where there'll be a falling away. Amen. There'll be a time that God will humble them. Because the Bible says if you exalt yourself, God will humble you. But if you humble yourself, he will exalt you. My Lord, my God. So we have to be careful. Ooh, I don't want to be on the other side. I want to be on the side with God. And if God be for you, who can be against you? But if God be against you, who can be for you?
Amen.
My Lord, my Lord, my God. I want us to understand and try to reach us with his love. God finally sent his son, Jesus, perfect life, his words of truth, and his sacrifice of love amid to cause us to listen to him and to follow him as Lord. If we ignore God's gracious gift of his son, we reject God himself. So many don't even understand, you have rejected God himself. You don't receive Jesus, but you're going to say, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus. So you reject the God all
I do pray for them, because I think that I pray, you know, that God will have mercy on them, you know, because I don't really think that they know, nor do they seek, you know, like my, and I thank God that I have come, because at first, you know, you go with what everybody says that look like you, and we listen to what everybody say, and everybody will be on, you know, social media, watching video, watching podcasts, and go by what everybody says, and not seek for themselves. So it's the culture that says, you know, we don't believe in that. It's the culture of the black people that say that, you know, this and that, and all of this other stuff that don't even matter. that people are consumed in their mind about. So I just, you know, I too had been at that point. So questioning, is Jesus real? You know, because of the people I was around or not guarding my heart, you know, and just doing whatever, you know, just, you know, the people I come in contact with and not having my foundation built on solid rock and not seeking God in that manner, but seeking other things, you know, to get a revelation. You know, and it's just, it doesn't work. But when you actually seek God for yourself and you can feel, you have an understanding and you feel, you know, the embrace of God, even, you know, the wrapping around of the Holy Spirit, you know, just like you could just feel God's arms wrapped around you. You know, you feel that one-on-one, you know, Jesus is a friend. You know, it's just when you know. Yeah. The order when you read the word of God, you know, and when you just, you have a relationship instead of hearing what everybody else has to say about them, but not knowing them for yourself, you know, so it's just totally different. And I experienced it with the family, you know, even with my brother, and I had to break it down to him. Like, you know, he would say, why are we always talking about God? Let's not talk about God. What did God, I said, do you believe in God?
Oh, my Lord.
Do you really believe in God? And he said, what did God do for me? He said, I do. But what did God do for me that I didn't do for myself? I said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I said, and that explains why you're going through what you're going through. Because you're going through humbling experiences to what you're going to see that everything that you're doing, you ain't doing it on your own. So that's what you're going to see. But thank God he has come to the point and he's very curious. Because he's seeking God because he's at a low point where he doesn't know what else to do. He thought everything, he runs to everything. That's what people do. They run to everything. I'm going to go and run and do this. I'm going to go and run and do that. I'm going to go run and do this, thinking that it's going to validate them. But it don't. It never do, and they feel empty, and they feel purposeless. And so when it comes to that, then now he's at a point to where, you know, I'm curious, I want to know, well, what is this? You know, I'm going to tell him, okay. Now he's reading the Bible, so I had to break it down. Do you know the Holy Trinity? You got God, then you got Jesus, then you got the Holy Spirit, you know. So I just broke it down to him why Jesus came. You know, I said we all fall short of his glory. So without Jesus, we are destined for death due to our sin. You know, God was taking people away because he's the seed that they were evil, and he killed them. He took them away. You know, so it's like that's what we were up against. Before we had Jesus, you know, when Jesus died, he died for our sins. And now we have a present help. That's the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, you have the access. That's why you have to call and know the authority that you have, you know, and the rights and the inheritance that you have. Because if not, you'll just be going, you know, like a strange child in a world. Not knowing who my father is, and we know how some people can take that, you know. I don't know my father. I don't know my father. And you can tell they just looking for validation because you don't know your father. You know, you don't know where you come from, you know. So,
yeah. I'm going to take the time on this line because the line is going to hang us up. And
okay.
Like, yeah, we got to wrap up the scripture, but yes, that is so true. And I just pray that he come to make Christ for himself. And there's always going to be that battle because the enemy wants to keep him in a place of confusion, you know, and that's the enemy's job, steal and destroy. So if they can destroy and have you wondering, we have to be careful what we give our ears to. We have to guard our gates, what to give our ears to. eyes to, even our words to. We have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do the description in verse 42 and understanding Jesus being the chief cornerstone. Jesus refers to himself as the stone which the builders rejected. And although Jesus was rejected by many of his people, he would be the cornerstone of his new building, which is the church. Amen. Father God, we ask you, Jesus, that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is our prayer that we be the doers of your word, Father God. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray with thanks, God, be the glory. Amen and amen. If you have a prayer petition, we can go ahead and I'll just touch and agree with you, and we'll close out here.
Yes, one, I want to pray for the family, that they would truly come to know God for themselves. And I just pray for those who are believers and who do have a relationship with God to, you know, just to continue to resist the devil. When you say Python spirit this morning, it reminded me, you know, how I've been feeling lately. And, you know, God had given me a dream about a python. And, you know, and I take that as a warning. And so I continue to pray against that because I'm still low of energy. And I know it's just an attack, you know, to try to stop me from seeking God more and to try to, you know, diminish my faith and all types of evil. But I just continue to come up and pray against that and cast that down to the pits of hell because the devil is alive.
My Lord. Yes. Well, I touch and agree with you on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask for every preposition, oh God, I lift them out for your daughter, oh God, to reach your heavenly ears, oh God, that you will answer our prayers right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and remove every delay, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for your hand of protection that we put on this day, oh God, your full armor. We thank you for your full armor that we put it on, oh God. Amen. And we walk in, oh God, we go through this day knowing that we are covered and protected from the from our head all the way down to our feet. Amen. And we thank you, oh God. Oh God. We declare the prayer works. It works for our good. It keeps us. And we thank you, oh God, for moving right now in the life of our family members and loved ones, oh God. And Lord, that they would just be touched even on this morning, oh God. Even those that are still sleeping in that bed, oh God, that you would send, oh God, your warring angels, oh God, to minister to their minds, to minister to their soul on this morning. Amen. That they wake up. All your righteousness, oh God, that they will have relationships, oh God, with you for themselves, oh God. They will seek to know you, God, that they will knock on you, that they will seek, oh God, that they will ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will come on in, oh God, that you will answer them, oh Lord, and that you will be there. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're just trusting God for a mighty move in my husband's employment. Hallelujah. In our business, just trusting God to divinely intervene and turn that situation around for his good, because we're here, the good of my husband, for the good of our family, for he is the head of the household. Amen. And we just pray that God will just move mighty. That's a miracle. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we're trusting you. We're believing. And we're walking by faith and not by sight. We should not be moved. Lord, we ask you to be even more. Amen. That we can receive it. Amen. With no doubt, not being weary. Hallelujah. Wondering how and if it's going to be done. We declare and declare it is done. That divine provisions are being made for this family and those, oh God, that are in need as well. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We pray for open doors, oh God. Open up doors, oh God, that we can walk into, oh God, that will bring blessings and bring financial increase, oh God, good opportunities, Father God, amen, good relationships in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask you to close every door of the enemy, and we silence them out of the evil speakers. Those that are on the job, oh God, that speak negative against our husband, oh God, oh Lord, call them, oh God, amen, to recap, amen. Hallelujah. Yes. All that they've seen, oh God. Yes. Amen. Lord, we pray, oh God, we call upon your Lord of recompense, oh God, that every salary or wage that he's lost in these days he's been off, oh God. Oh Lord, that you are restored, oh God. Let him receive double for his trouble, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that all that the enemy has taken, oh God, let it be restored greater than it was taken. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we believe in God. There are two or more gathering in your name, such in the green that you are in the midst, and that we can act in Jesus' name and be a duo. Come. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for my niece joining this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you're awakening the secret spirit, oh God, to get on the line, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, let us know the way of peace. And may the God of peace be with us always. And those in our family, mercy be multiplied to us according to Jude 2. Amen. Lord, let peace, oh God, come to us and our household and all that we have in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let our mind be stayed on you and you'll keep us in perfect peace because we trust in you according to Isaiah 26:3. Lord, establish peace for us. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, Isaiah 32:18, we will dwell in a peaceful habitation and secure dwellings and in quiet resting place. Amen. That our children will be taught of the Lord. Amen. And their peace will be great. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your peace guard our heart and mind, oh God. Speak peace to us, Heavenly Father, and let us not return back to falling. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that our ways will be pleasing to you, Lord God, so that you will make even our enemies be at peace with us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Your thoughts towards us, we decree and declare our peace. Hallelujah. Lord, bring health and healing to us, oh Lord, and reveal to us the abundance of peace and truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Romans 14:19 that we will pursue those things that make for peace. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in Jesus' name, the God of peace, request Satan under our feet. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God, according to Ezekiel 37:26, that you've made a covenant of peace with us, and it is an everlasting covenant, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
God be the glory.
Glory
to God.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Yes. Lord,
is there anything else to say as we wrap up here in our prayer?
And I believe it is so. I believe God is able. I mean, yes, I know he is. We are his children. He will take care of us as long as we believe. I see the relationship with God like I have with my kids. And my oldest, she always asks, are we going to eat? What are we going to eat? What are we going to do this weekend? I'm like, have I ever not fed you? Why do you keep asking me every single day what we're going to eat? Why are you already worried about the weekend and it's only Monday? Like, can we just get through the day? Thank you. I love you. Mm-hmm. So that's the relationship I see with God. So I know that he will take care of us.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I thank you again for hitting on the line this morning, the weekend.
Amen. I'm so glad.
On that Monday to Friday, where you can push through even no more.
Yes.
28 days here. And I'm trusting God to be in position. I don't want to miss nothing. Amen. I want to be in position. I understand how important it is. Amen. Thank you, Father God in heaven. And then may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live this day knowing that God is in absolute control of everything that's going on in the universe. Amen. He can control every detail of your life, but you need to release him to be the Lord of your life. His Lordship will bring to you great pastures and still water, answers and solutions where now you'll have only questions and problems. God is a good God, and he is awaiting the chance to make your life a thing of great beauty. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To God
be
the glory. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I love you. I thank God for you.
I love you too. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you also.
Oh, I look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hope at last, ever to rejoice.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah.
One time.